Hey everyone, my name is Petty Officer First Class Monkey, and this is the first time I've ever come to one of these veteran support groups. I was 8 years in the United States Navy. I did 2 tours in Iraq. I don't know, I just never really... PTSD was never a problem for me. So I got good news and bad news. The good news is, you can get better. I know you can get better. The bad news is you're not going to get better here. You're not going to get better with the tools society is giving you. And the reason why is society doesn't want you to get better. Or, more accurately, society can't heal men as a whole because it needs them to be tools. The reason why you're suffering from PTSD isn't because of what happened in the war. We all went to war, we all saw some fucked up shit. The reason why you can't sleep at night, the reason why you can't have a job, the reason why you're on all these meds isn't because of what you saw. It's because you lost your identity. I've seen men come back from war and, you know, they have problems, they develop issues, and the army or whatever military unit gives them a medical discharge, maybe honorable, usually medical, and that's it. They give them a VA card, maybe a disability check. And they send them out into the real world. And what they don't understand, or I think they understand it, but fixing the problem would fundamentally break the system. Because the point is, the reason why you're suffering is because you have made your identity that as a soldier or a Marine or whatever. That is who you are. That is your identity. And it was taken from you. And now you don't know what you are. You don't know who you are, you don't know what you should do, and nobody is giving you the answers. And when you're in the military, somebody is always there to tell you what to do, to give you the answers. There's simplicity in that. Now, of course, in the military, you have far less personal freedom. But some people love the military lifestyle. They love not having to think about these things, just showing up, going to work, being told what to do, following your orders, going home. But when you come back from the war and the military cuts you loose, you don't know what to do. Nobody is telling you what to do. Nobody's giving you orders. And you blame society, you blame the government for not supporting you. But what you really want is you want the government to put you back to work. You're like a dull knife, and you want the government to resharpen you and, you know, put you back to work. And that's what the government, not just the government, that's what society's conditioned you to think, that you're just a tool. You're just a soldier. You're just a thing that needs to work, or you don't have any identity. You don't have any worth. And this is why a lot of veterans just feel hopeless and abandoned. It's like in Toy Story, where these talking toys feel like unless they have a child playing with them, they have no reason to exist. And you as a soldier, your entire reason for being was to be a tool, a utility for the army, for society. And this is reinforced when people thank you for your service. They're not thanking you for your sacrifice. They're not thanking you as a man. They're thanking you for what you did. Because what you did is all that you're worthy of. If you're not doing anything, then you're not worthy of anything. You are not a thing. There's a famous quote by Warren Farrell that says, "Women are human beings, and men are human doings." And when a veteran comes back, and they're just cut loose because of, you know, disability or whatnot. Everything that they have, their identity is taken from them. And there's a reason why so many veterans, when their identity is taken from them, turn to drugs, end up homeless, or in their mind, they just snap. They just snap, and they want to mentally return back to that war. They do crazy shit because they want to go back. They want to go back to when things made sense. They want to go back to when they were useful, when they had an identity. But when you're discharged because of, you know, mental issues or disability, you can't go back. You know, in a perfect world, you know, you get like a cyborg robot body. But in the real world, you're broken and the government has no further use for you. And there's plenty of other younger men that they can use to take your place. So the government is simply done with you and it's not coming back. And you feel hopeless and alone and used. This is exactly how men feel all the time when it comes to divorce, which is the number one cause of suicide. Because when a man ties his entire identity to being a husband and a father, that's who he is. He is a husband and a father. He is a family man. That is where he derives his identity. That is where he derives his worth. And then one day, his wife just files for divorce because she isn't happy. Because while he's at work paying all the bills, she feels lonely and she's fucking the neighbor. Who knows? Who fucking knows anymore? So she files for divorce, takes his kids away, kicks him out of his own house. And now he has to live out of his car, move back in with his parents while paying child support to his ex-wife. It's not just the money. It's not the money that's the problem. The reason why so many divorced men commit suicide is the same reason so many veterans commit suicide. It's because they've been stripped of their identity. They tied their entire worth into being a husband and a father, and it was taken from them, and they have nothing to fill the void. So they feel empty, alone, and basically already dead. So when they suck start a shotgun, they're just finishing the job. Now the bad news is society has absolutely no interest in changing this dynamic. Because it needs men to be utilities. It needs men to sacrifice themselves. It needs men to feel like they have no worth outside of what they do, because that incentivizes them to be good, happy workers. That incentivizes them to go throw their lives away in a war for little to no pay, and then be thrown to the wolves when they get back, if they survive. They're just another brick in the wall, another cog in the machine, easily replaced, easily forgotten. And so that's why when you get back, society doesn't offer you anything. It might offer you a prescription, it might offer you a support group and a free donut, and that's about all it cares to. What I'm offering is to point you on the path towards self-actualization and internal identity and self-worth. I can't give you orders or tell you what your self-actualization will look like because it's personal. But I will tell you, you won't find self-actualization in a therapy group. You won't find self-actualization in a welfare check or in a prescription. You have to realize you are a man, you are a human being, you have worth. Your life has value, and not the value that society assigns it, not the value that other people acknowledge in it, but the value you give it. What would give your life meaning? If the answer is external validation, you want to go back to something because you want people to look at you a certain way, you want people to respect you. This is all external validation. You have no control over external validation. Honestly, to hell with external validation. The need for external validation is how you are controlled. And I understand that humans are a social species. We value the opinions of others. We value group dynamics. We want people to approve of us. We want people to like us. But at what cost? Are you willing to live a lie for people to like you? So step one, you need to figure out who you are. Now this can be teased out pretty easily. Just think of everything and then remove everything that isn't you. Think of everything that makes you and simply subtract the things which aren't you, the external factors. You are not your job. You are not your car. You are not the brand of clothes you wear. You are not how many times you showered this week. You're not the cologne you wear. You're not the length of your beard. You're not how many intact limbs you have. You're not your marital status. You're not your checking account balance. You're not your investment account balance. Take everything external, everything that isn't you, and cast it aside and really think about who you are. And if you don't have an answer, then that's fine. Start thinking about the question. This is going to be a long journey. It's going to have twists and turns, and you're going to find things about yourself maybe you don't like. But this is something that all men have to do. And the saddest part is society doesn't encourage men to do this at any point in their life. They want them to be happy tools. So if you don't figure out who you are, if you don't figure out your own worth, society is simply going to tell you you're worthless and you're going to believe it, and eventually it's going to end very badly. But I'm here to tell you, it's not hopeless. The light at the end of the tunnel is you discovering your own internal value, your own internal identity. And you stop giving a single fucking shit about what society tells you you're worth, tells you you are, or tells you what you should do. The reason why society won't do this on its own is because it wants to get a good deal. And by brainwashing you into valuing its approval, it knows it can extract the most utility, the most resources, from you for the least amount of reward. A man who understands his worth and who has his own sense of identity and actualization is going to demand a mutually beneficial deal. He's not going to put up with the absolute shit show that society does to men. He's not just going to roll over and spread his ass cheeks while society fucks him and extracts everything it can from him and then throws him to the wind. No man with any sense of self-actualization or self-worth would put up with that. And society knows that, which is why society doesn't offer to help you. I'm not offering you money. I'm not offering you job training. What I'm offering you is for you to develop your own sense of identity and worth, and to graduate from becoming tools and disposable utilities for society to becoming men. That's all I have to say.